The chair wheezed and returned to its original position. I felt a sense of relief, as though not seeing the profile somehow obliterated the violence that had been done. At the time, I did not know of this custom among some Islamic cultures. Individuals deemed to have brought dishonor or disgrace upon society or its leaders are punished by having their noses cut off. In this way, they are marked for life, as this man's face clearly demonstrated. I'm sure, Mr. Perkins, you're wondering why we invited you here. Without waiting for my response, the man in the wheelchair continued. You see, this man who calls himself the King of Kings is in reality satanic. His father was deposed by your CIA with, I hate to say it, my help, because he was said to be a Nazi collaborator. And then there was the Mossadegh calamity. Today, our Shah is on the route to surpassing Hitler in the realms of evil. He does this with the full knowledge and support of your government. Why is that? I asked. Quite simple. He is your only real ally in the Middle East, and the industrial world rotates on the axle of oil that is the Middle East. Oh, you have Israel, of course, but that's actually a liability to you, not an asset. And no oil there. Your politicians must placate the Jewish vote, must get their money to finance campaigns. So you're stuck with Israel, I'm afraid. However, Iran is the key. Your oil companies, which carry even more power than the Jews, need us. You need our Shah, or you think you do, just as you thought you needed South Vietnam's corrupt leaders. Are you suggesting otherwise? Is Iran the equivalent to Vietnam? Potentially much worse. You see, this Shah won't last much longer. The Muslim world hates him, not just the Arabs, but Muslims everywhere, Indonesia, the United States, but mostly right here, his own Persian people. There was a thumping sound, and I realized that he had struck the side of his chair. He is evil. We Persians hate him. Then, silence. I could hear only his heavy breathing, as though the exertion had exhausted him. Doc is very close to the mullahs, Yamin said to me, his voice low and calm. There is a huge undercurrent among the religious factions here, and it pervades most of our country, except for a handful of people in the commercial classes who benefit from the Shah's capitalism.